From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The European Union on Tuesday ordered Apple to pay a record 13 billion euros in back taxes in Ireland, saying deals allowing the U.S. tech giant to pay almost no taxes were illegal. Apple and the Irish government immediately said they would appeal against the European Commission ruling, while the United States Treasury in a written statement said it could undermine its economic partnership with the EU. Ireland has been seeking to attract multinationals by offering extremely favorable tax conditions known as sweetheart deals. But the EU Competition Commissioner, Margrethe Vestager, said Apple's broken EU laws on state aid.
This decision sends a clear message. Member states cannot give unfair tax benefits to selected companies. No matter if they are European or foreign, large or small, part of a group or not.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. Kyrgyzstan's president has ordered the government Tuesday to strengthen anti-terrorism measures in the Kyrgyz capital and its regions, according to his office in a statement. It comes after a suspected suicide car bomber rammed the gates of the Chinese embassy in the Kyrgyz capital of Bishkek earlier Tuesday, killing the attacker and wounding at least three other people. China's foreign ministry, meanwhile, condemned the attack as an extreme and violent act. At least five people were killed when jihadists exploded a suicide car bomb outside a popular hotel close to the presidential palace in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu Tuesday. Widespread damage was reported. This is VOA News. A typhoon slammed into northern Japan Tuesday evening, threatening to bring floods to an area still recovering from the 2011 tsunami. Typhoon Lion Rock made landfall about 500 kilometers northeast of Tokyo, and even before it made landfall, the storm had already paralyzed traffic, caused blackouts, and prompted officials to urge residents to evacuate. As of Tuesday evening, Typhoon Lion Rock had brought 15 centimeters of rainfall to the region over the past 24 hours and was expected to dump up to 8 centimeters of rain per hour in some areas, according to the meteorological agency. Major airlines canceled more than 100 flights to and from the northern region. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in New Delhi for the 7th U.S.-India Strategic Dialogue. He arrived from Bangladesh on Monday, where he warned the Islamic State had links with operatives in the South Asian nation. Kerry said the two countries agreed to additional steps to work jointly through intelligence and law enforcement, but he urged the government not to use its anti-terror campaign to stifle dissent.
Just as important, we understand that to defeat terrorists, we have to uphold, not betray, the democratic principles that we cherish and they abhor. Democracy still provides the most resilient and the most reliable platform that we have for preventing and responding to violent extremism.
Again, that is U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. France said Tuesday wanted to halt a thorny EU-U.S. trade talks, as President Francois Hollande said there would be no deal at least until after President Barack Obama leaves office in January. A junior trade minister said that there is no more political support in France for talks because U.S. negotiators were offering nothing or just crumbs. The EU Commission and U.S. negotiators began work on the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership in 2013. It was aimed at creating the world's largest free trade area before President Obama ends his term. 12 South Korean victims of wartime sexual slavery said Tuesday they would take their government to court over its agreement with Japan last year intended to end a bitter historical dispute. The so-called comfort women filed a lawsuit against the government for signing the agreement with Tokyo, even though Japan refuses to acknowledge formal legal responsibility for the slavery. Dutch police have uncovered a record haul of skins and bones from endangered wildlife, as well as 2 tons of coral, which may be hundreds of years old. The illegal stash ranged from ivory jewelry to the skulls of turtles, monkeys, and crocodiles. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.